Ever feel like you're drowning in workplace uncertainty? You're not alone. In today's rapidly evolving professional landscape, the difference between those who thrive and those who merely survive comes down to one critical factor: mindset. Gemma Lee Roberts' Mindset Matters has become a sensation among Fortune 500 executives and career coaches alike, with figures like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella implementing its principles to transform organizational culture. The book's practical approach to developing mental agility has made it a favorite of celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, who referenced its techniques in her Wellesley College commencement address. What makes this guide so powerful isn't just its research-backed strategies, but how it transforms abstract psychological concepts into actionable daily practices that anyone can implement, regardless of their position or industry. As workplace uncertainty becomes our new normal, this book offers a roadmap not just to endure change, but to harness it as a catalyst for unprecedented growth. The COVID-19 pandemic fundamentally transformed our working lives, forcing us all into uncharted territory. Nobody, not CEOs, directors, or governments, had a clear roadmap. We were all in separate boats, experiencing the same storm, trying to stay afloat while searching for direction. Even before the pandemic, we were already navigating a VUCA, volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous environment. The past two decades saw increasing remote work, the rise of the gig economy, and technological advances that enabled productivity but also created always-on cultures, leading to burnout. For the first time, five generations work side by side, bringing diverse perspectives but also changing expectations about finding meaning in work. Thriving through change requires accepting new situations with flexibility rather than fighting them. Companies like Kodak failed by denying digital photography's importance, while DBS Bank transformed from traditional state bank to tech company by embracing startup culture. Your personal risk appetite should ideally align with your organization's. Misalignment creates tension, whether you crave stability in a disruptive environment or innovation in a conservative one. Netflix exemplifies successful adaptation, evolving from DVD rental to award-winning media company by focusing on customer needs rather than specific products. Blockbuster's failure wasn't from ignoring change, but from pivoting too slowly. Strategic planning helps prepare for potential futures, not to predict exactly what will happen, but to develop the cognitive flexibility to handle whatever comes. Mental agility is about being flexible in responding to events and new situations while moving between ideas nimbly. Those who are mentally agile are comfortable with complexity, effective at thinking on their feet, and take a curious approach to life, learning about novel ideas beyond their expertise. They connect seemingly unrelated dots, like Steve Jobs taking a calligraphy class that later inspired Mac fonts, or Pierre Omidyar connecting the internet with his partner's Pez dispenser collection to create eBay. Developing mental agility involves considering multiple solutions rather than adopting the first viable response, and learning to switch between micro, detail, and macro, strategic thinking, even if one doesn't come naturally. Communicating complex ideas simply is another key skill of mental agility, as is navigating change effectively to thrive in uncertainty. As the workplace becomes increasingly volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, the focus on psychological resilience has grown significantly. Resilience helps employees navigate change and challenges in an unpredictable landscape, serving as an antidote to rising stress and burnout in the workplace. Psychological resilience is the ability to recover and grow from adversity. Research evolved from studying children overcoming extreme adversity to examining adults facing challenges. Studies identified a sweet spot where facing some pressure helps develop resilience, while too much stress or none at all is less effective. Resilience is dynamic, shaped by personality, stress levels, past challenges, home situation, work environment, and relationships. Despite its complexity, resilience can be learned, helping reduce current stress, buffer against future stress, and provide a sense of control when facing obstacles. research shows resilient people have attributes that facilitate adjustment in adverse situations, while those with low resilience struggle with challenging situations. Highly resilient individuals can test new ideas without fear of failure and recover stronger when plans falter, fostering innovation while improving individual well-being. Despite past misconceptions that resilience is only needed by those unable to handle pressure, research confirms high performers are resilient, not because they face fewer challenges, but because they utilize effective strategies to overcome them. Resilience levels fluctuate like a reservoir that needs regular replenishment. Maintaining healthy reserves helps navigate workplace challenges, strengthens relationships, and enhances creativity and problem-solving. Understanding its six foundational pillars provides a clear starting point: confidence, adaptability, positivity, perspective, mastery, and stamina. Resilient confidence isn't about social interaction, but believing in your problem-solving abilities when facing new challenges. It involves understanding your unique strengths and taking control during difficulties. Organizations like Spotify exemplify this pillar through their innovative approaches and ability to pivot during crises, as they did in 2020 when advertising revenue dropped during the pandemic. Rather than merely bouncing back after adversity, resilience is about bouncing forward, learning and growing from challenges. Like a marathon runner who gets injured at the 10-mile mark, the goal isn't just returning to that point, but learning to adjust technique and ultimately completing all 26 miles. Adversity provides rich learning experiences that develop resilience, with feedback loops being crucial to this process. Research strongly links positivity and optimism with high resilience levels. Resilient people display positive emotions even during adversity, and positive expectations correlate with lower risk of depression when facing challenges. The key to resilience isn't forcing positivity onto every situation, but being flexible in assessment and focusing on realistic optimism rather than blind hope. How you view the world fundamentally shapes how you experience it. Two people in identical situations can have completely different responses. Like when a team is laid off, one person might see catastrophe while another sees opportunity. While personal circumstances influence reactions, mindset plays a crucial role. Reframing failures as essential learning experiences builds resilience and encourages boundary pushing. Building resilience before you need it is optimal, like strategically planning for future drought. Mastery involves three components: growth mindset, goals, and flow. Growth mindset isn't about doing more, but learning more and stretching knowledge boundaries. Research shows high mastery improves resilience by increasing feelings of control. Finding your flow, engaging in challenging, enjoyable activities that require skill, builds psychological reserves that boost resilience. Support networks are fundamental to resilient stamina. Sheryl Sandberg, following her husband's death, emphasized collective resilience, the power of community support. Studies of firefighters confirm that higher levels of social support enhance resilience and improve health. For leaders, creating supportive environments is among the simplest yet most effective ways to foster team resilience. Building resilience requires focusing on small, sustainable changes over time rather than seeking shortcuts. The process demands exposure to challenges, learning from experiences, and discovering what nurtures your resilience in different situations. Resilience isn't static. It fluctuates across contexts and time periods. The key is regular reflection on your resilience journey, testing different strategies, identifying stress triggers and warning signals, and continuously refining your approach one small step at a time. At its core, your mindset is a set of beliefs and thoughts that influence your behavior. Understanding your thinking process is the first step to nurturing a success mindset. Once you understand it, you can adjust it to improve performance, well-being, or motivation. Everyone thinks differently and responds to events uniquely, making the process of understanding human thought patterns complex. Multiple factors influence how we think and behave. Neurobiological differences, psychological factors like personality and attitude, past experiences, and environmental context all create individual filters through which we process information. Our thinking processes are influenced by both biology and psychology. Neurobiological factors, like seasonal affective disorder or caffeine sensitivity, create filters through which we experience events. Sleep deprivation, for example, can make minor challenges feel insurmountable. Psychological factors, like attitude, motivation, and personality, also affect information processing. Your personality traits, like openness to experience, influence how you approach situations, while past experiences shape your confidence in handling similar challenges. Because information processing is messy, complicated, and dynamic, we need a toolkit of different strategies to manage our thoughts, feelings, and responses. Mental agility is essential. Psychology has evolved from focusing on cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which helps reframe perceptions to manage emotions and change behavior, to acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, which uses mindfulness to keep moving forward toward goals even when feelings are difficult. Rather than choosing one approach over another, the most effective strategy may be using both interchangeably depending on the context. Michael Jordan's experience of not making his high school basketball team demonstrates the power of reframing negative situations into opportunities. Rather than giving up after this disappointment, Jordan followed his mother's advice to prove the coach wrong by becoming the best player he could be, taking accountability and focusing on actions that would improve his performance. This reframing approach is central to cognitive behavioral coaching, which examines how our view of the world impacts our feelings and behavior. The ABCD model helps reframe how we respond to challenging situations. Using Michael Jordan's example of not making his high school basketball team, the model shows how our beliefs shape consequences. A, activating event, not making the team. B, beliefs, believing he could prove the coach wrong. C, consequences, persevering until he succeeded. When negative beliefs arise, we can D, disrupt them with alternative thoughts, and create E, effective new approaches. While cognitive behavioral coaching focuses on changing thoughts, acceptance and commitment therapy offers an alternative approach. Rather than altering your thoughts, ACT encourages accepting them while recognizing they don't define you. By clarifying your core values, principles most important to you, these values become your compass during uncertainty. Oprah Winfrey exemplifies this. When demoted from news anchor to co-hosting a small talk show, she followed her values rather than fighting the change, ultimately leading to her groundbreaking career. Our minds constantly generate thoughts through cognitive processes, like problem solving and decision making. When facing setbacks, like missing a promotion, instead of changing these thoughts, we can observe them as temporary passengers that will eventually get off the bus. This perspective doesn't eliminate pain, but changes how we relate to our thoughts. Managing workplace emotions isn't about eliminating them, but developing self-awareness and productive responses. We can choose between different approaches: accepting emotions while committing to move forward, or reframing situations to experience different emotional responses. By treating emotional management as an experiment rather than seeking one perfect approach, we develop an agile emotional response plan that adapts to different circumstances and evolves over time. Failure, though uncomfortable, is an inevitable and necessary part of growth. As children, we accept failure as part of learning, but adults often view it as confirmation of inadequacy. The most successful people have typically overcome numerous setbacks. Walt Disney was fired for lacking imagination, and Steve Jobs was ousted from Apple before returning to lead its most innovative period. Jack Ma, Alibaba's founder, faced repeated rejections, failing college entrance exams 3 times, being rejected by Harvard 10 times, and being the only applicant not hired at KFC before building his business empire. Failure builds resilience and equips us to handle future challenges more effectively. When we become comfortable with failure, we realize it's rarely catastrophic and often provides valuable insights. In our uncertain work environment, we must react quickly to obstacles and test new approaches, which means we won't always succeed.
In today's rapidly evolving workplace, adaptation is non-negotiable. The key difference now is the speed at which we must respond to remain effective. This is where the everyday pivot, making small, frequent adjustments to navigate change, becomes essential for peak performance.
Rather than implementing dramatic transformations, pivoting involves slight directional shifts that feel psychologically manageable while yielding significant cumulative results. Cognitive flexibility, adjusting thinking patterns to adapt to new conditions, is at the heart of navigating workplace challenges. The ABCD cognitive reframing model from cognitive behavioral therapy helps restructure thoughts about current challenges. The process involves documenting the activating event factually, like a reporter, identifying beliefs about the situation, recognizing the consequences of those beliefs, creating a disrupting thought to challenge negative patterns, and developing an effective new approach. While reframing thoughts is effective, sometimes simply observing thoughts without changing them, based on acceptance and commitment therapy, works better. This approach involves viewing thoughts as passing ideas rather than facts or personal reflections, creating emotional distance. For example, reframing "we're always the scapegoat" to "I'm experiencing the thought that we're always the scapegoat." This distinction helps reduce emotional intensity by acknowledging thoughts without letting them define you. Our cognitive shortcuts create biases, particularly confirmation bias, where we interpret information to confirm existing beliefs. To overcome this, challenge yourself before tackling problems by asking, "How could someone else approach this? What are all possible solutions? And what's the opposite approach to my instinct?" This exercise doesn't require changing your final decision, but builds cognitive flexibility by illuminating blind spots and strengthening your reasoning, whether you choose alternative approaches or not. Seeking perspectives that challenge your worldview builds cognitive flexibility, though it can feel threatening. Our desire for safety and control makes uncertainty uncomfortable, but cultivating curiosity transforms uncertainty into learning opportunities. Practical ways to incorporate curiosity include reading diverse news sources, trying new activities without mastery expectations, consulting others who think differently, studying admired people, asking persistent questions, consuming varied media, following interesting people online, browsing physical bookstores, exploring open-ended mysteries rather than fixed puzzles, maintaining curiosity even as an expert, and committing to learning new skills. Novelty breeds adaptability by encouraging alternative perspectives and openness to new approaches. Rather than hoping for workplace stability, prepare yourself to handle change by purposely altering routines. While consistent habits like wearing the same clothing style as Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg do conserve decision-making energy, occasionally changing routines introduces novelty that sparks creativity. Small micro-novelty moments might include changing commute routes, trying different cooking styles, working from new locations, revising work processes, altering lunch routines, or connecting with unfamiliar colleagues. When tackling problems, avoid rushing to solutions. Instead, ask yourself questions like, "What are my initial thoughts? How would others tackle this? And what are opposite approaches to my usual ones?" Create mental space by alternating between conscious problem solving and activities that help you find flow, allowing your subconscious to process information. Finally, develop a structured plan with a clear vision, detailed goals, and specific tactics to implement your solution. A growth mindset is essential for navigating today's rapidly changing workplace. When faced with setbacks, those with fixed mindsets believe their abilities are unchangeable, while those with growth mindsets see opportunities to learn and improve. Embracing continuous learning helps us thrive amid uncertainty and change, a necessity in our evolving work environment where learning as we go is no longer optional but required. While research traditionally focused on fixed versus growth mindsets, many people actually have mixed mindsets, growth-oriented in some areas but fixed in others. The good news is everyone can develop a growth mindset regardless of their starting point. This concept has proven so valuable that Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella integrated it into the company's culture, transforming it from a stagnant organization where employees needed to be know-it-alls to a collaborative, innovative environment of learn-it-alls. This shift dramatically improved performance by promoting smart experimentation and recognizing that multiple solutions exist for any challenge. Relying solely on natural talent is a trap, according to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. While innate gifts should be celebrated, true pride should come from the choices we make to develop those gifts through hard work and practice. Many talented individuals never reach their potential because they fail to sharpen their skills, while those with moderate talent who work relentlessly often achieve remarkable success. As Matthew said, demonstrated in his book, Bounce, talent is overrated. The key ingredient for success is practice plus talent. Today's rapidly changing workplace demands continual skill development. The World Economic Forum identifies resilience, emotional intelligence, and adaptability as critical skills for navigating our uncertain work environment. While natural talent in these areas may give you an advantage initially, what happens when new workplace skills emerge where you lack innate ability? This is why relying solely on talent is risky. A growth mindset combined with practice, persistence, and focus allows you to thrive amid complexity and uncertainty, turning even average abilities into exceptional skills through consistent development. Success requires continuous development throughout your career. Michelle Obama exemplifies this mindset. After failing the bar exam on her first attempt, she chose to believe she wasn't good enough yet rather than giving up. With more studying, she passed on her second try. In today's evolving workplace, leaders can no longer rely solely on past experience. Whether managing hybrid teams or adapting to industry developments, staying relevant requires constant learning and curiosity about why and how your working environment is changing. Jeff Bezos, despite being one of the world's wealthiest people, experienced nearly $1 billion in failures during Amazon's early years. Rather than being deterred, he used these setbacks as learning opportunities. Thomas Edison similarly viewed failure as simply part of the experimentation process. Each unsuccessful attempt moved him closer to discovering what would work. This experimental mindset is a superpower for thriving amid uncertainty. Innovation and failure are inseparable twins, as Jeff Bezos noted in 1997. While most organizations want innovation's rewards without the risk of failure, truly groundbreaking results come from betting against convention. Pixar Animation Studios exemplifies this philosophy. Their leadership team doesn't prevent risk, but embraces it. Co-founder Ed Catmull created an environment where failure isn't viewed negatively, but discussed openly as a collective learning experience. In today's unpredictable workplace, psychological safety is critical. Without it, team members won't ask clarifying questions, raise concerns about potential problems, or feel empowered to adapt to complex challenges. Leaders must create environments where people can speak up, identify risks, and take calculated steps towards significant rewards. This means understanding that failure isn't always negative. Sometimes it leads to better processes and more desirable outcomes. Emotional intelligence has become essential for thriving in today's uncertain workplace, with over 1 million learners taking related courses. Unlike IQ, emotional intelligence can be developed over time. Research shows it promotes team collaboration, innovation, better decision-making under pressure, and improved psychological health. The concept's popularity stems from both its proven effectiveness and its accessible, practical application in busy work environments. Emotions are complex psychological experiences constructed from our personal history, experiences, and physiology. They reflect how we interpret events, varying greatly between individuals and even within ourselves depending on circumstances. Understanding and consciously managing emotions is critical for performance and relationships, as they fundamentally shape how we perceive and interact with the world. Building emotional intelligence helps make change less overwhelming. Daniel Goleman's Accessible Model identifies 4 key areas: self-awareness and self-management, looking inward to understand and manage your emotions, and social awareness and relationship management, focusing outward on social situations and developing connections with others. Self-awareness is recognizing that our reactions stem not from events themselves, but from our thoughts about them. Our brains process millions of pieces of information subconsciously, creating cognitive shortcuts that don't always serve us well. At Avon, CEO Andrea Young prioritizes self-awareness through feedback systems like her advisory panel, recognizing that without understanding our impact on others, we can't lead effectively. Self-management involves slowing down reactive processes when emotions run high. When faced with challenging situations, like a colleague consistently providing late information, we can pause before assuming negative intentions. By viewing situations objectively rather than personally, we can challenge our initial thoughts and consider alternative perspectives. Social awareness shifts focus from internal reflection to external observation, using your senses to gather information about others' emotions and perspectives. This includes noticing facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice. Empathy is crucial, but requires balance, as former Microsoft VP Linda Stone discovered when over-empathizing led to physical exhaustion. Effective relationship management requires authentic communication that builds trust with team members. How we communicate matters more than what we say. People remember how interactions made them feel overall. When building relationships, focus on your intention rather than exact wording, adapting your communication style to each individual. Being agile in communication, responding to others while focusing on intent, helps build trust and authentic connections. Leaders who excel with emotional intelligence lead by example. Southwest Airlines COO Colleen Barrett demonstrates this through her ability to read people and social cues, skills she believes can be developed through observation and listening. Richard Branson exemplifies emotionally intelligent leadership at Virgin by empowering leaders who care about employee feelings, recognizing individuals, and balancing personal needs with company vision. Healthy conflict is essential in business, particularly in fast-paced, innovative environments. Avon CEO Andrea Jung evolved from conflict-averse to managing tough conversation with compassion and fairness. Research across multiple studies shows emotional intelligence correlates with constructive conflict management that favors mutual interests. Studies in Indonesia, the USA, and South Korea consistently demonstrate that team emotional intelligence reduces destructive conflicts while increasing performance and innovation. Emotional intelligence significantly improves psychological well-being and reduces stress. Studies with Italian teachers found emotionally intelligent individuals reported higher work satisfaction and lower burnout levels. Research with emergency responders showed those with higher emotional intelligence made better decisions under pressure. A meta-analysis of nearly 8,000 people confirmed emotional intelligence associates with positive mental health, particularly valuable in today's high-stress work environments.
Strong workplace connections boost employee motivation and engagement, with research showing that 89% of Fortune 100 best workplaces report cooperative environments versus 74% elsewhere. These bonds create psychological safety, enhance innovation, and support career development through relationship networks. Connection is fundamental to human needs, as essential as food and shelter, with studies showing people remember information better in social settings and can find social recognition as rewarding as financial compensation. Building connected teams requires leadership commitment. Companies like Bento for Business promote relationship building through cross-hierarchy mentorship and their Be Human motto. Workday offers a new connections program for new hires to build relationships, while Salesforce structures its culture around the Hawaiian concept of Ohana, creating responsibility-bound family networks. A collective mission serves as a powerful tool for teams to navigate uncertainty together, especially when working remotely. Beyond interpersonal connections, finding meaning in work has become increasingly important. In 2019, nearly 200 corporate leaders committed to creating cultures allowing meaning and dignity at work, responding to shifting employee expectations, and recognizing that future profits correlate with socially responsible policies. Research suggests those with a strong sense of meaning live longer, experiencing fewer health issues like strokes and heart attacks. Meaning acts as a North Star during workplace challenges, helping shift focus from uncontrollable circumstances to meaningful contributions within one's control. Meaning is deeply personal and can't be manufactured. It represents how employees find fulfillment.
Organizations should communicate, support, and nurture meaning to create healthy workplace environments where employees can be themselves while working toward personally important outcomes. Royal Dutch State Mines, DSM, exemplifies this approach, having internally rebranded their acronym to stand for Doing Something Meaningful. Their purpose-led approach embeds meaning into everyday work, with co-CEOs encouraging employees to find their own authentic connection to the company's mission, believing this directly leads to better performance, innovation, and collaboration. Connecting to your values at work provides a stable anchor during challenges, keeping you focused on what's important. Finding meaning isn't always obvious. It's rarely about specific tasks, but rather the bigger picture. Even when certain aspects of work feel meaningless, like administrative tasks, they may be necessary steps toward meaningful outcomes. Understanding your personal values is the key starting point, as these directly align with what creates meaning for you. When the broader picture of meaning feels distant, focus on micro-meaning moments, small, everyday actions that connect to your values. These might include helping colleagues, supporting workplace communities, or focusing on personal development. Rather than seeking a grand life purpose, which can feel daunting, celebrating these small, meaningful moments helps maintain engagement and motivation. Meaning provides the reason to keep moving forward, find solutions, and overcome challenges, even when you don't have a clearly defined purpose. Connection extends to community, finding people who share similar values and meaning sources, creating a sense of belonging. Communities offer support, safety, and security during uncertain times. In today's complex working environment, you can either passively accept circumstances or actively commit to creating your desired future. Coming together with others on similar development journeys helps navigate workplace challenges. These collective spaces, physical or virtual, filled with like-minded individuals, can become the support system needed to master complexity. Rather than viewing workplace uncertainty and change as undesirable, we must shift our perspective to recognize complexity as the new normal. Despite craving certainty during uncertain times, we've proven our adaptability, particularly during the unprecedented changes of 2020-2021. While acknowledging the psychological impact of extreme change, we can focus on developing skills to thrive in any situation, rather than trying to predict exactly how work will evolve. This shifts our attention from what we can't control, uncertainty, to what we can, developing adaptive skills. Your mindset has the potential to be agile, allowing you to thrive even in challenging situations. Though current work realities may differ from past experiences, reflecting on your career journey still offers valuable insights. Taking time to consider how you've historically reacted to challenges, when you perform best, what motivates you, and what worries you can help develop the mental agility needed for future uncertainties. Your past leaves clues about who you are and how you process information. Each reflection may uncover different insights about yourself. Everyone feels lost about their career direction at times, regardless of how put together others may appear. You can learn to navigate complex environments by developing specific skills through coaching exercises. Work on the skills that resonate most with you. There's no prescribed order. Use exercise checklists to track your progress and make notes about what works for you and any personal adaptations you've made to the exercises. Support and connection with others can be the difference between thriving and merely surviving. Though navigating workplace change isn't easy, remember that uncertainty is part of the process. On difficult days, return to these principles, check in with supportive communities, and care for yourself. Change becomes less daunting when you view work as an experiment where you don't need all the answers, just the willingness to try something and learn. While change is inevitable and uncertainty beyond your control, your mindset is what truly matters for thriving at work.